Capital Insider sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, committed to connecting Oklahoma physicians with matters that are important to Oklahoma patients. More on vision and mission of OSMA at okmed.org.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Democratic lawmakers are renewing their call for Speaker of the House Charles McCall to create a bipartisan committee to investigate State Superintendent Ryan Walters. Sean, what do they see as the focus of such an investigation?
They would like a committee to investigate possible misuse and abuse of federal tax dollars at the State Department of Education by Superintendent Walters. The most recent questions concern the use of federal funds to pay State Department of Education staff to serve as substitute teachers while Tulsa public school teachers were receiving training in reading tutoring. House Speaker Charles McCall rejected the House Democrats' initial request in August. He did not comment publicly when they renewed that request in December or again on Wednesday, but McCall has stated several times that ultimately will be up to voters to decide whether Walters remains in office.
The March meeting of the State Board of Education was held on Thursday. Superintendent Walters announced that he's creating an Office of School Choice, and it's also notable that a teacher license revocation hearing that was expected to be held was not. What happened on that hearing?
The board voted to postpone the teacher certification revocation hearing for Summer Boimier until its May meeting. Kara Nicholas, general counsel for the state board, noted the State Department of Education currently is without a general counsel. She represents the board and its members, not the department itself. The department's general counsel would be responsible for presenting the department's case against Boimier, Nicholas noted. Former State Department of Education General Counsel Brian Cleveland's departure is one of several in recent weeks that includes other members of the legal staff and Walters' chief of staff, Jenna Thomas.
A Senate committee has advanced a bill that would revive a commercial space travel tax credit. The state had a credit for almost a decade, but it expired 15 years ago. Why the push to renew it now?
There appear to be a couple of reasons. Representative Nick Archer, the bill's House author, told the House Appropriations and Budget Subcommittee on Transportation in February that Oklahoma is competing against Alabama for a company in this space, if you will, that could bring $174 million in investment and 250 jobs to Western Oklahoma. The code name for that recruitment effort is Project Stellar. Senate Aeronautics and Transportation Committee Chair John Haste, who is the Senate author of the bill, noted NASA officials told policymakers and other officials in January that it is running out of launch sites for its and its contractors' spacecraft. Haste also noted the commercial space industry is much more developed than it was in 2001 when the credit was originally created. Only one company, Rocketplane, took advantage of the original credit, but it never produced a viable spacecraft.
Another credit of a different kind would support the live entertainment industry in Oklahoma. This would expand the funds available under the Filmed in Oklahoma Act. How would it work?
The bill creates the Filmed in Oklahoma Live Studio Audience Episodic TV Program Revolving Fund. And this would be a second pot of money from which credits for the Filmed in Oklahoma Act for programs filmed in front of a live studio audience would be paid. Senator Chuck Hull, the Senate author of the measure, told the Senate Finance Committee that live studio productions before an audience were long a bedrock of the television industry. He also said they are less expensive to produce and more consistent in their operations. Oklahoma, he said, would be filling a niche in the entertainment industry.
And what's next at the Capitol in the week ahead?
On Tuesday, the Oklahoma Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in Attorney General Gettner Drummond's challenge to the statewide virtual charter school board's approval of the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual Charter School, and candidate filing for legislative seats, as well as some county and federal offices, begins Wednesday and continues through Friday.
Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find audio and transcripts at kgou.org and look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Capital Insider, sponsored by United for Oklahoma, tribal nations building unity and economic strength to benefit all Oklahomans. More at unitedforoklahoma.com. Oklahoma thrives together.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.